Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Giving you some thoughts as we're kind of closing out the season. Some of these crops are in full harvest. And as I'm talking to the growers I service, just telling them to get ready for next year's crop renewals when it comes to the banking relationship they have. A lot of folks don't really think about that early enough. You should start thinking about that now through October, trying to get them done early so that when you roll in the next year's season, your money's already ready to go. And it's going to be a tougher year this year, given the fact that the prices for most of these commodities really haven't kind of come up, with the exception of maybe some almonds. Dairy's going to be tough. I think the wine grape industry is going to be lucky to find a grower, you know, find somebody that's willing to finance you. And so you've got to have your financial house in order, have your balance sheet ready, understand how much your crop cost is going to be, what you expect to get for that crop. If you can get an assignment of the crop to your bank, that's going to make them a little more happier because they've got control of the funds, or get a contract price for your crop in the case of tomatoes. But time of year to be thinking about getting your balance sheet together, understanding what your crops of production are going to be going forward, really start taking a look at, hey, if I did have a profit this year, what am I going to do about that as far as defraying it with some tax planning strategy with your CPA? Don't wait to the end of the year to do all that, because everybody else does, and then you're just in the middle of the line with everybody else at the bank. Be early, have a good discussion with folks, have a plan to make some money, or at least to reduce the amount of risk you have to loss going forward, and even talk to your crop insurance guy as well as far as new strategies to offset risks to the crop when you go into next year's. Every year we learn a little bit more. So just some thoughts going into 2026 as we kind of near the end of 2025. Thanks.
This segment is sponsored by Centered Marketing Group. Is your website stuck in 2005? Let's fix that. Centered Marketing Group builds sleek, professional websites. Just $500 down. Stand out. Sell more. Elevate your image. Visit centeredmarketing.com.